The single era, the fortress you built, the dry spell that's actually doing real work on you if you let it instead of racing past it. Somewhere the healing quietly turned into hiding. You've redecorated the isolation nicely, good routines, a full calendar, a solid case for why you're better off alone, but if you're honest, someone showed real interest a few weeks back and you found a reason to let it fade before it got close enough to matter. Growth was the goal. Avoidance snuck in wearing its clothes. The hermit reversed isn't wrong to want solitude, she's wrong to mistake the walls for the work. The cocoon was meant to be temporary, a place to heal, not a permanent address. Notice if you've started using "I'm working on myself" as a reason to never let anyone actually close. What may cross your path? Genuine interest from someone shows up, and you find a reason to quietly let it cool. You describe your solitude to a friend with a little too much defensiveness for someone who's actually fine. You realize your healing timeline keeps extending every time someone new gets close. A small opportunity for connection appears, and you talk yourself out of it before considering it fully. Ask honestly whether you're still healing or just safely avoiding. The cocoon was meant to be temporary. The world and someone in it might actually be worth opening the door for. Your mantra, "Solitude was my medicine, not my whole address." I can open the door.